WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination whisperer. Ever feel like you're constantly playing catch up with life? Like there's this invisible deadline looming over every task, even the ones that aren't actually due tomorrow? You know that feeling when you stare at a to-do list longer than you spend actually doing anything on it? Yeah, we've all been there. Procrastination, my friends, is a universal language we all speak, but what if I told you there's a way to break free from its grip and build some serious self-discipline? Because let's face it, in today's world, distractions are everywhere. It feels like the universe conspires against us to get things done. But guess what? We have the power to rewrite that narrative. This podcast is all about equipping you with the tools and mindset to overcome procrastination and become a self-disciplined superstar. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right, Asher? Trust me, I get it. Building self-discipline isn't about becoming some superhuman overnight. It's a journey, a muscle that needs training, just like any other. But with the right strategies and mindset shifts, you can absolutely become the master of your own time and productivity. So, buckle up because we're diving deep into 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize your approach to procrastination. 1. Ditch the all or nothing mentality. Ever find yourself overwhelmed by a huge task and just freeze up? We all do. That's the trap of thinking it has to be perfect or not done at all. The truth is, progress over perfection wins every time. Break down those daunting tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. Celebrate each mini victory along the way. It'll make the whole journey feel less overwhelming and keep you motivated. 2. Embrace your prime time. We all have moments in the day when we're most focused and energized. Mine is usually early morning, with a cup of coffee and a sunrise to kickstart my brain. Figure out what time works best for you and schedule your most challenging tasks then. You'll be amazed at how much more productive you become when you're working in sync with your natural rhythm. 3. Tame the technology beast. Let's be real, smartphones and social media are designed to keep us hooked. It's a constant battle for attention. But here's the thing, you don't have to give up technology completely, just learn to wield it wisely. Set boundaries. Use apps that block distractions during your focused work time. And remember, those notifications can wait. 4. Find your why. This one is super powerful. Connect your tasks to a bigger purpose. Why is this project important? How will completing it benefit you or others? When you have a strong sense of why you're doing something, it becomes much easier to stay motivated and overcome procrastination. 5. Reward your wins. Celebrate your accomplishments. It doesn't always have to be a big reward. Sometimes it's just taking a few minutes to enjoy a cup of tea and bask in the glow of a job well done. Acknowledging your progress keeps you on track and reinforces positive habits. Let's talk about a real-world example, because theory is one thing, but putting it into practice is another. Imagine this. You've got a big presentation coming up next week, but instead of starting early, you find yourself scrolling through social media or binge-watching your favorite show. The deadline creeps closer, and suddenly, you're frantically trying to cram everything in at the last minute. Sound familiar? This is where those 5 key takeaways come into play. Break down the presentation into smaller chunks. Research, outlining, creating slides, practicing. Schedule specific time slots for each task, working during your peak productivity hours. Turn off notifications and eliminate distractions. Remind yourself why this presentation is important. Maybe it's a chance to showcase your skills, advance your career, or make a real impact. And most importantly, reward yourself with something enjoyable after completing each step. By implementing these strategies, you can transform that last-minute scramble into a confident and successful presentation. Remember, overcoming procrastination isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up consistently and making progress every single day. You are capable of achieving incredible things when you harness the power of self-discipline. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step towards becoming a procrastination-busting master. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips, leave us a review, and join our conversation on social media. We're building a community of productivity ninjas here, and we want you to be part of it. Until next time, stay focused, stay motivated, and keep crushing those goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.